Well, my friends, I have to say, that's one of the most wonderful things I've heard in a long time. It's just bizarre. It's a piece called The Experiment in Error, and it's written by the band Shibboleth, and they just performed it live here in KUTX's Studio 1A. I just love things that totally surprise me, and that one is the biggest surprise I've had in a long time. Just one note after the next, just stretching your brain in a completely different direction. My God, my head hurts. I saw polka dots. It was really, really amazing. So the band is called Shibboleth, and you must have a performance coming up soon.
That's right. We are playing Thursday, September 7th at the Cactus Cafe.
So at the Cactus, Queen Elizabeth I's birthday?
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
Well, then we'll have to celebrate that. We'll make a special note of that.
Do something, Elizabeth.
We will. We're playing with our good friends, Little Jack Melody and his Young Turks,
and
too.
He's weird, too.
He's a weirdo.
Yep.
That's why we love him.
And Austin is, you know, famous for its Keep Austin Weird, so it's you're right in the right place.
That's right.
And so, who might you be?
I might be Don Cento.
But you're not committing yourself formally.
No, not today.
Okay. We have Don and we have Jim and we have Richard. And so Richard Martin is on the whatever those devices are in front
keyboards.
And I guess that's
the drum machine.
But surely they made some unusual sounds.
Yes.
yes, they did. And James Driscoll is the bass player.
That's me. Thank you.
I almost called you a bass player.
I answered to anything.
And any relation to the Driscolls who were the famous hoteliers?
No, and it's spelled differently, too.
Oh, so we know you're different.
I'm from up north. They spell it with a C-O-L-L at the end.
And how does the Driscoll Hotel spell it?
It's either K-I or K-E-L-L.
I think it's K-I, yeah.
K-I,
yeah. Hmm. So, and I never
thought relation to Phil, either.
Okay.
You could go into the hotel and ask them for a cut of the profits and see,
okay.
see what they say.
Now, I think the profits should be shared with everyone.
Exactly.
And I mean all prophets. I'm one of those. Okay, and so you guys go by the name of Shibboleth. And I said we'd figure out what that name meant, but I'm ready for more weirdness first, and then we'll figure out what the name meant.
All right.